Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here, your guide through the wild world of dopamine and how to keep it from hijacking your life. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing that next hit of happiness? Like scrolling through social media or binge-watching Netflix is the only way to feel anything besides boredom or stress. You're not alone. We live in a world designed to keep us hooked, where instant gratification is king and escaping our emotions feels easier than facing them head-on. But guess what? There's a better way. This isn't about being some stoic robot who never feels anything. It's about learning to manage emotional pain healthily so you can actually live your life, not just react to it. So, how do we break free from the escapism cycle and learn to deal with the tough stuff? Let's dive into 5 strategies that are going to change your game. First up, mindfulness. It sounds cliche, I know, but seriously, this stuff works. Think of mindfulness like a mental muscle you need to train. When those uncomfortable feelings hit, instead of reaching for your phone or the TV remote, take a moment to just notice them. What are they feeling like? Where are you sensing them in your body? Don't judge them, just observe them. It's like watching a cloud drift by it's there, but it doesn't control you. Next, talk about it. Seriously, humans are social creatures. We need to connect and share our experiences. Bottling things up only makes them fester. Find someone you trust, a friend, family member, therapist, and let it out. Even just saying the words aloud can make a huge difference. You know that feeling when you've been holding on to something for ages and then finally say it out loud? It's like a weight lifting off your shoulders. Third, move your body. Exercise isn't just about getting fit, it's a powerful mood booster. When you work out, your brain releases endorphins, which have incredible mood-lifting effects. So, go for a walk, dance to your favorite music, or try a new workout class, anything that gets you moving. Now, let's talk about self-care. This isn't just bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. It's about prioritizing your well-being in all areas of your life. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing food, spend time doing things you enjoy, and set healthy boundaries. Remember, you deserve to be treated with kindness, especially by yourself. And finally, practice gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but focusing on the good things in our lives can shift our perspective dramatically. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the little things: a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger. Think about the time you felt overwhelmed by negative emotions. Maybe it was after a stressful day at work, a fight with a loved one, or a personal setback. How did you react? Did you reach for your phone and scroll mindlessly through social media? Did you grab that extra slice of pizza and binge watch your favorite show? I know I've been there. But what if instead of turning to escapism, you had tried one of those strategies we talked about? Imagine feeling the tension release as you practice mindfulness. Picture yourself talking it out with a supportive friend or going for a run that leaves you feeling energized and empowered. What if instead of numbingly scrolling through Instagram, you took a moment to truly appreciate the beauty around you? By implementing these strategies, you can start to manage emotional pain without resorting to escapism. You can learn to navigate life's challenges with resilience and grace, and ultimately create a more fulfilling and meaningful life. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. We all struggle with managing our emotions sometimes. The key is to find what works for you, be patient with yourself, and keep moving forward. Take one step at a time and celebrate your progress along the way. Now, I want to hear from you. What strategies have helped you manage emotional pain? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's create a community of support and inspiration together. And don't forget to subscribe to Dopamine Damage Control for more tips on reclaiming your focus and living your best life. Until next time, keep it real and keep it moving.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.